RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
I'm Dr. Pam Peek. All right, I'm going to say the word contraception. Ha! Just what I thought. You're like raising your hand saying, I'm so confused. Everything changes every 5 seconds. Kill me now. So don't relax. Take a deep cleansing breath because we have help for you. And the help comes in the form of Kate Scalise. And she is a woman who wants every woman to live in a world that has intimate, exciting, and fulfilling sex life. She is a sex and relationship educator. She's been featured in all kinds of magazines, and she's here to help us parse through all of this crazy stuff. All right. So, Kate, welcome to Her Radio, and we're all sitting here saying, okay, what do you mean there's 17 forms of contraception today? What's going on here? Come on, dive in here and help our wonderful listeners make some sense of what's going on with modern-day contraception.
Absolutely. So yeah, there is so many different options to choose from nowadays, and it can be really overwhelming. But the hope is that with the right information, people can say, this is the right method for me. So one of the first questions that I like to, you know, start with is, do you want hormones or not? Because for someone who is looking for a hormone-free contraceptive method, there, that cuts down your choices immediately. And if you do want them, then that also cuts down your choices. And from there, it's looking at lifestyle and really personal preferences. So the IUD is a great example of this. It's gotten a lot of press. It's become really popular. The use of it has increased so much in the last couple of years. But for some women, the idea of having something inside of them at all times just feels kind of ick. There's not a rhyme or reason, and there doesn't have to be. So from there, it's like, okay, well, that's not a good option. So let's look at what else is out there. Good contraceptive counseling is really, really important, whether that's with a doctor, with a sex educator, just with someone to weed through those options and help you with it.
I love this whole issue of a sex educator. How do you find a sex educator? Is there an association? I mean, how do we find you wonderful people?
Yeah, so there is. There's ASECT, which is the American Association of Sexuality Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, which is a mouthful. And so many of us are listed on there. And otherwise, we're doing work in hospitals and college campuses and in community organizations, nonprofits. We're all over the place, really. And that's one way to find us would be ASEC.
I just think that you know why I ask. I knew where you were, but I'll put money on it that 90% of the women listening have no clue. They're mm-hmm. like, what? Sex educator? I thought I had to be stuck with my OBGYN or something.
Yeah.
And then nobody wants to make that appointment. It's a pain in the noogies. You call up and go, oh, yeah, about a year and a half from now, we can fit you in. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, no, I don't think so. So I think yeah. you're much more accessible. And I'm loving
Definitely.
The fact that you're on college campuses as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic. So you're all about sitting down with a woman and really going through what's important to her. Some women don't mind
yeah.
having something in them. Where's the diaphragm these days? Is that even, you know, like an option?
So the diaphragm is making a little bit of a comeback. And so what we've seen is there's been a little bit of a shift just overall with health and wellness to being more natural, more organic, right? We're seeing that across the board. We're also seeing that reflected in birth control options. And so there's actually a new universal diaphragm that came out, I believe, last year called Kaya. And rather than having to get it fitted to you and go to, like you said, the hassle of going to the doctor and waiting and blah, 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 it's more of a universal option that people can use if they want a non-hormonal method, but they don't want to only rely on condoms or the Paragard or anything else. So a little bit of a comeback.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And, you know, quite frankly, IUD had a comeback, too. You know,
mm-hmm,
I remember, you know, when dinosaurs ruled the earth, that IUDs were were like a big gig, you know, and then I think they got a little bit of bad press and there were some issues with ectopic pregnancies, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But, you know, really, quite frankly, they're very, very effective. And, you know, if you have them inserted appropriately, you're followed up appropriately, you know, and you just sort of, you know the A through Z. So what if a woman wants to have hormones? What if she's okay with hormones? What do you tell her?
From there, again, it's looking at really lifestyle. So like you were saying with the IUD is really low maintenance, right? Once it's in, there is a short-term follow-up. And for the most part, that's it until it either needs to come out in several years or if you want to take it out to pursue pregnancy, to change methods, whatever reason. And so for people who really want to kind of set and forget it, the IUD can be a great option. Same for something like the implant, which goes right in the arm, and is also a long-acting option where you put it in, it stays in for several years, and that's kind of all there is to it. But again, for some people, they don't want to have something inside of them. That idea just tweaks them out for whatever reason. And again, zero judgment if that's you. And so then it's looking at, okay, well, do you want to really, how frequently do you want to then have to be responsible for taking something? Is it every couple months, like with the injection? Is it every day, like with a pill, a couple times a month with the patch, the ring? So it really is like, what's your level of responsibility? And that's when the onus is on the patient to really be honest about how responsible they're actually going to be. And they actually are.
Well,
as a
now,
person,
now wait a minute now. Now, speaking of responsibility, is it really true that 50% of all pregnancies out there are unplanned?
So the number is coming down, thankfully, but it is still up around 45%. Yeah. And so this is due to so many different factors. A lot of it is not having access to birth control. And a lot of it is also not using the birth control properly, whether that's just plain old user error, you drink a little too much, you forget to take your pill, or not having the information that you need to use it in the best possible way.
And this is why I'm stressing to everyone that in addition to, you know, the medical team could be nurse practitioner, PA, whomever, let alone the physician, to help you really parse through all this. We also have these wonderful sex and relationship educators like yourself, Kate. And I want you to skip on over to Kate's wonderful website. It's Passion by Kate. And Kate is spelled KAIT.com. And read more about what Kate does. And, you know, shoot her some questions. And, you know, because I personally think, I mean, 45%. Pregnancies are flipping unplanned. You know, you just said why this is an issue. These women are not getting the memo appropriately. Mm-hmm. And also, hey, girlfriends out there in her radio land, y'all are responsible here. Okay. This is your life and you have to be responsible. And so whether it's learning how to drive your car appropriately or take your, you know, contraception appropriately, come on. Responsibility is a big gig here and you got a lot of options and you have these wonderful experts like Kate, you know, who are out there to, really walk you through this and navigate. And that's what's really important. So I'm going to say it again. I want you to go on over to Kate Scalise's wonderful website. It's Passion by Kate, KAIT.com, to learn even more because it's that important. It's that important. And I think Kate really made mention of the fact that they're accessible everywhere, nationally, college campuses. Ask. Just ask. And if you still have a problem, then get on over to Kate's website and ask her. She'll be able to help you. I know she will. Right, Kate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the answer is you better know that. Well, Kate, I want to thank you for being on her radio to help us parse through modern day contraception. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Please like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If y'all have a question for us, send it on over by email to askher@radiomd.com. And whatever you do, stay well.